Hey guys, my name is Leaf Hart, or if you want, you guys can call me Blitz. Today is a special episode of the Warrior Cat Show because I am interviewing my cousin, Limber Fabian. He is an artist, a very good one, in fact. So I'm going to interview him. So, yeah. So, hello. May you please tell us your name?
Hi, my name is Limber Fabian. Nice to meet everybody out in Podland. This is my first time being interviewed for this podcast. I am so excited to talk about whatever questions you may have for me, and I think this should be a lot of fun. Also, she's my cousin.
Yes. So question two, what is your job?
My job? Okay, what do I do for a living? I get to be an artist for a living, for directing animation and theater and VR projects. It sounds like a lot of different things, but they all have to do with animation in some way. So I guess I'm an animator, but I get to be a creative person and tell stories.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. Okay, so I love telling stories. I think stories are really fun. The cool thing about telling stories is that you can use your imagination to make a very small thing feel very big and magical. I like to communicate ideas that way by either drawing pictures or using audio, sound design, and music mixed together to really make something feel really big and alive for the audience to kind of fall in love with, make them laugh or make them cry or just make them think about something they never thought about before.
Oh, that's really cool. So what is your favorite part about this?
My favorite part about the job is I love to draw. I have a sketchbook, and whenever I have to think about something new, I just doodle and sketch in my sketchbook stuff that comes to my mind about the problem I need to solve. So drawing is my favorite part of the process. It's the most open and free part, and I get to be the most inventive when I'm in the drawing phase of the project.
Well, you are an artist, so I did suspect that at first. What college did you go to?
I went to a college that was an art school. I went to a school called Ringling School of Art and Design, or Ringling College of Art and Design now it's called. It is specifically for learning things like illustration, computer science, computer illustration, computer graphics, computer animation. And I majored in a major called illustration, which is basically drawing pictures to be published on websites and blogs and different accounts and magazines and newspapers and all the printed images that you see that go with the story. And then also illustrators get to be part of the art department at a movie theater, at a movie studio. So a movie's being made, they have to hire artists, illustrators, to do the posters and to do the storyboards, and that's where you take the script and you put them into pictures. So illustrators kind of work in any of those fields.
So in other words, you might be a web designer, sort of? Could it be referred to as that?
No, web designers do a very specific task. A web designer takes information and content and images and art and words and music and puts them on a website, programs the back end. That is a job. That it sounds like a lot of fun to do, but specifically, I would provide the content for a web designer to use in a website.
Oh, that's actually really cool. How many years did you go to that college that you said?
I went to college for 4 years, and I learned about different ways of making art. I learned about different styles of making art. I learned about different tools that I can use to make art. And from those 4 years, I decided to work with the ones that were comfortable and I understood the best.
This is not a question that was on the questionnaire, but what is your favorite art supply?
Oh my gosh, my favorite art supply? Okay, this is going to sound really, really weird, but my favorite art supply was, for the longest time, a special pencil. It's called a blue color erase pencil. And it's a pencil that you can draw kind of sketchy with, and then you would draw on top of with a regular pencil or some pen or ink, And the reason that pencil, that blue pencil, was great is because if you would take a picture of it, the blue would never show up. Only the dark lines would show up. So if I used ink on top of it, the blue wouldn't be there. Why that was special is because I can be messy and be sketchy and make mistakes with the blue pencil, and then I can go back and fix it with a darker pencil or a darker ink color on top of it.
So like if you were to take a picture of it, if you had the lines down, you could take a picture of it, and possibly it could go over to, if you took a picture of it and then put it on an art app, you'd be able to like fill it in like that.
Yes, you would totally be able to redraw it in a digital program. My new favorite tool is my Procreate app on my iPad. I love that. I still do the same thing. I make a layer in Procreate that is my blue layer, and I draw with a blue pencil in the same way I would on regular paper. And then on another layer, I draw with my ink brushes on top of it. And it's just the same way. But that is my absolute favorite tool in all my art tools, is my Procreate and my iPad.
Wow. So you said Procreate and iPad. Do you use an Apple Pencil or do you use your finger?
My Apple Pencil. And then I have a really big, chunky, fat pen called the Rocket, but it looks like a giant fat marker, and I love doodling with that.
That sounds really cool. Do you know about paint pens? Have you ever used those?
Yeah, paint pens are really cool. I like color pencils, the ones that you can kind of use water brushes with. You can kind of put water on them. They're like watercolor pencils. But paint pens are really fun just because they get so flat and chunky. Recently, I started to play around with a paint pencil that's just white ink on black paper. It's really cool.
Oh, I think I've heard about those. The next question, do you travel for your job or just travel in general?
Yes. When I worked on movies, I would have to go visit the art departments at the studio. And one of the jobs that I had as an artist on a movie was to be the artist that did the special effects and work with the special effects department. So that means you would have to go to the set where they're filming the movie and see what they're shooting, and then draw in what you would do with the digital effects in the background. So traveling to the set and going to the movie making part of it, the actual physical part of it, that did require me to travel, which was a lot of fun because I got to go see a new city I'd never been to before and hang out with people that all came together to make a movie, which was a lot of fun.
What are some places that you've traveled to?
Gosh. I've been to Brazil, Argentina, I've been to Vancouver, Los Angeles, of course, Florida, all over Texas, San Antonio, I've been to New Mexico, all for working on movies and projects.
Oh my fluff, that is amazing! So you've been like out of that's actually really cool. The next question, do you like your job?
I love my job. Even though it's more digital now and I work from home a lot more and I get to meet with people via Zoom and the computer really replaces a lot of the stuff we used to do with traveling, I love my job very much. It's really cool to learn new tools and new ways of telling stories.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how much?
101.
Sorry, headphone users. How many hours do you work a week? I think we all know the answer to this.
I'm always working. Working sometimes doesn't look like sitting down and drawing, but I'm always thinking and I'm writing things down and I'm thinking about how to tell someone an idea and making sure that we talk about it. So meetings, I would say on average about between 30 hours to 35 hours a week, but more if I'm, thinking about it or adding notes to stuff during the time that I'm supposed to be not working, but I'm kind of working a little bit. It doesn't feel like work. It just feels like a lot of fun to talk about. This is work. I think talking about what I do with a really cool podcast like this is part of the job, and I think it's really awesome.
What kind of things do you like to draw?
This is going to sound corny right now, but I've been drawing sneakers I think sneakers are really cool. So I've been kind of starting to draw what cool sneakers I would make up if I can build my own sneaker. I've never told that to anyone. I just started drawing them recently. I like drawing people. I like drawing goofy characters, and I like to sketch my kids. When they're not watching, I just kind of sit there and watch them, and I draw them in my sketchbook.
That seems kind of similar to what I do. When I'm just, like, bored in class, specifically math, I just look around the room, and I just start to sketch that in my sketchbook. Or I just sketch all my math work. And my teacher still gives me an A because I draw good. So, like, yo.
Did I think that doing art would be my job when I got older, when I was young? Yes. I thought that I wanted to be an artist because drawing made me feel good, and it was awesome and fun to do. And I was like, well, can I have this as a job? How do I become an artist for a living? And I realized there's so many different things artists did, from designing the package on the cereal box to the pictures in books to the pictures on the internet to the pictures on a music video. Like, art was everywhere, and I figured that I can be part of making art with somebody if I just show them my artwork.
Did you have any part-time jobs, any other jobs?
My other full-time job is being a dad. It's not a job, but it's a lot of work, and I love it. It's so much fun. It's as much fun as being an artist, because we're always doing really cool new things.
I kind of ran out of questions. We're going to take an ad break. Ad break. And we're back. The ad I recorded was very bad, but let's get back to the question. What has been your most favorite project to work on?
Oh, my most favorite project to work on was a movie about one of my most favorite projects to work on was a movie called The Boy Who Learned to Fly. And it was a short film, it was about 7 minutes long, about Usain Bolt, who is the world-famous Olympian racer, runner, track star. And I got to tell a little bit about what made him so special and how he became who he became by being just an awesome little kid, and how he grew up to be this awesome, you know, hero to a lot of people. And I got to tell his story and tell, you know, through pictures and kind of draw his life in Jamaica and that world and bring it to life in a very unique way that made him look very colorful and alive and special. And it was awesome because we were going to debut it for Gatorade, and it was going to be played after, right before he raced his last race in the Olympics, the last Olympics. And that was a lot of fun to make. It was cool to kind of tell a story about a person who was, when he was growing up, he didn't know he wanted to be this track star. He became an awesome track star. And I had to find a way with my team to come up with a really cool-looking way to show him on screen and animate him and make him feel bigger than life, because he's a really, really big personality.
That is actually really cool. Have you made any words on any of your projects? I know this.
Have I put any words?
Have you won any awards?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I have won some awards. Most recently, I won an award at a festival called South by Southwest for doing a VR project about Martin Luther King Jr. It's called Now is the Time. Just won an award for that, for the audience award. I've won two Emmys for animation. One for a project called The Scarecrow, and then another one for a movie called Silent. And it's about a little girl who discovers a really cool piano, and the piano can actually make the pictures on the movie come alive. So that was really cool. It was cool to get an award for that.
Whoa, that's actually really cool. What was your hardest project?
My hardest project to work on was definitely the VR project for Martin Luther King. It was very hard because it was difficult to communicate ideas that were in a speech that came from a very long time ago, and I wanted to find a way to make it relevant and new for people that maybe never heard the speech before. The speech that a lot of people call I Have a Dream, I wanted to find a way to make that more interesting in a way that related to the world today. So it was really hard to kind of figure out what that was going to be. But once we figured out how to do that in VR, in virtual reality, then it became really interesting. I like a challenge. When I do work, if it isn't a little hard to figure out, I think it's a little boring. So I definitely try to do work that is challenging and pushes me, and that project did push me a lot to learn different things.
Have you made any other things in VR before?
Yes, I've made a bunch of little games in VR. I'm really proud of a project our studio made called Manifest 99, and it's a story about if you fell into the afterlife, hanging out with ghosts, and you can look around, but what if the ghosts can look at you, and once you look into their eyes, you can actually move and teleport to their bodies. So you're trapped inside of a train in the afterlife, and you've got to move to the train by staring into the eyes of the people and the characters that are on the train, and then you get to see where they came from and why they're there. Sounds really creepy and weird, but it's a thing they could only do in VR, and it felt really cool to do that.
Oh, is that a horror game, maybe?
It's not horror in the way that people think of horror. It's more suspense and a thriller. But it's interesting. It's a cool way to think about how to use VR to move inside the bodies of other characters.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay, so this is slightly a controversial topic, but I prefer digital art. What do you prefer, digital art or traditional art?
I think all art is human-made. I like making digital art. I think that digital art, because the tools make it easy and faster, not easy, just make it faster to try stuff. I think digital art is really powerful in that way, and I love that. But I love to paint. The hardest part about painting traditionally and drawing traditionally is find the time to do it. It sounds really silly, but it is really gratifying to see a painting come to life with real paint.
So what kinds of things did you draw when you first started out? Like, what art apps do you use? What art supplies do you use? Like, all of that.
Okay. Always have a sketchbook. I always carry a 8x10 sketchbook, so I can have nice pages to draw on. A little bit smaller than your regular like notebook paper, but that notebook paper is really good. And nowadays, good old Xerox paper is great to draw on. But now my iPad. I have my iPad. I use it all the time. My Apple Pencil and Procreate. Before I had the iPad and I used to Procreate, I would always work on Photoshop. I use Photoshop and a thing called the Wacom tablet, or Cintiq. You know what a Cintiq is? Or?
I'm pretty sure. Is it like is it basically like a PC and then it has a screen that's mounted like that?
Yeah.
Most YouTube animators use it.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. Yeah, one of my friends has those. They're trying to be an animator.
Like a giant table with a TV screen on. And so use that. And before that, I would use a tablet instead of a mouse to look at my screen, and I would use an iMac. My favorite computer has always been an iMac because it's a big old screen to look at stuff, and then I could use my tablet next to it. And that was a lot of fun. But now my iPad and my laptop are just fine.
So an iMac, is that like the Apple PC? It's not a MacBook, but... It's like an Apple-made PC.
Yeah, it's like an Apple-made PC, and it's got one giant screen. The screen is the computer.
That is amazing.
And then starting out, like I said, I've always had a sketchbook, and I just did any art projects I would do. Remember, the first things I got to do was to draw a picture for stories that I wrote. I remember drawing a picture in for my reports, my book reports. I always did the covers and illustrations for all my book reports, and teachers loved it. I got good grades for the artwork because it made the stories feel so much bigger and better. So I remember getting a lot of attention because of that, and I wanted to keep doing that.
Speaking of drawing on your assignments, we're doing this thing in class, actually, where you have to draw a cover and stuff. It's like a matchbook project, and you have to, like, write a summary of it. I don't like the writing part. I only like the drawing part, obviously.
But I bet you're a really good storyteller, and since you have a cool podcast, you probably have some great ideas to write down. So that's going to be easy for you. What's a matchbook?
You have these like little strips of paper. You gotta fold them, and then on the inside you write a summary of what that chapter is about. And then on the outside you write, you draw a picture. And it goes in like this manila folder. You know those? There's like, no, it's like a manila folder. Google it. And so like you gotta draw a mock cover of the book that you're doing on the cover of the manila folder, and you also have to do the back. So a lot of drawing, and I love it.
That's great. That would be my jam. I love drawing pictures for stories. And I think that would be, that sounds like a lot of fun.
The only way I suck up to my teachers and not get bad grades for missing homework is by drawing art for them. So. Yes, they are. So that's all the questions I have. I'll think of more when we do another ad break. So I couldn't think up any other questions, and so that's all we have for today. Goodbye. Thank you for checking out the Warrior Cat Show on Spotify, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. This is the first time I've been on a podcast by this audience, and I'm so excited to be part of it. I hope you guys like it. Thank you.
It is my pleasure. If you want to do another interview or just a collab in general, I'd be free to do it.
Let's do it. Let's collab. How about this? What if I draw a version of the podcast cover in my style, and you send me the style that you currently have right now, and then we'll just post them both up.
Oh, my floof, yes. Yes, we gotta.
Let's do it.
Everybody, check out the voice message link in the... I cannot English today, and I'm sorry. Check out the voice message link in the podcast description to send me a voice message if you want to do a collab or if you want me to draw your art. Also, feel free to check out my email in just the podcast bio in general if you want to, like, send me a reference of your character and I'll draw them. So, yeah, have a good day. Bye.